Computer Talk with Dave Mason, helping real users use real computers in the real world. Really.
I can help you if you won't help yourself.
I want to help you. I'm begging you. Let me help you.
No, I can't help you if you don't.
Yeah, so it was that day, I think, in 97, and you know, Clinton had just been battling against this Monica Lewinsky thing, and he'd had other issues with women, and it really was gaining a lot of mo and was grinding him down, and the filth was starting to stick. And
I remember that, too, because when it was announced that he was going to come on and address the nation,
yep.
I thought, awesome, we're going to get his confession or whatever and just kind of come clean.
Well, and you and I talked about it.
Yeah,
we sat in this office.
We're sitting side by side.
And said, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'm not a fan of this guy. I still don't like it. Yep. But if this guy, after all this, gets on the air tonight on the news and says, I did do things wrong. And I am sorry. And you deserve better. Mm-hmm. And I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I'm going to ask for it. And I'm going to do better.
Yep.
If he'd have said that, and I said it the day of when he was coming on later that day, mm-hmm. I will actually go, okay, do better now. And you know what he did? He didn't do that. He got on and wagged his finger and talked about how rotten the right-wing conspiracy was. It was the worst non-apology I have ever seen.
Well, yeah.
And so here's my whole point. I mean, really lengthy things to make this point. And Hillary ain't Bill and Bill ain't Hillary. However, I do believe they're two peas in a pod. And when Hillary comes out and says, I didn't do this, it's a right-wing conspiracy, I immediately know she's full of crap.
That's right.
I don't know, but I'm not an idiot.
Right. You have to. You know what? Let me give you an analogy. I watched, and I don't know if you guys watch the show. I'm sure you do because it's really good. It's called.
It's so good. Cold Justice.
Cold Justice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where they have these cold case murders where they go back and try to investigate, and they have. And they're cold cases for a reason because they weren't solved years ago.
Right.
But they come back and they reevaluate and they add up all this circumstantial evidence, and they all these little nuggets separately are you can't use them. But when you put them in timelines and you put them in the piece of the puzzle, and they all fit and they all give a bigger story,
and they all reinforce each other.
They take it to the grand jury or to the prosecutor mm-hmm. and say, would you present this to the grand jury? And many times they say, yes, now we do. Because of all these things together, we have a case that we want to prosecute. That's how that works. That's how this should work, too.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping I'm hoping justice does get served in some fashion. And I tell you what, and people who know me know this, I don't really care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Really don't. I don't care if you're independent. I don't care who you are. If you're doing something wrong, you gotta stop doing that, and you have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And if Jeb Bush or Rand Paul comes out and they have stuff like this, I'm gonna say the same thing about them.
Yep.
This is not about just bashing Hillary.
Yep.
I
agree.
It's true.
I agree. But you know that one gal on Cold Justice, she uses this analogy, and it's a great analogy. You can tell she was a very good prosecutor. She says this one pencil. I got one pencil here, and you'll see it on the show. You'll see huge gobs of pencils in holders on the desk when they're working stuff. And she'll pull a pencil out and say, this one pencil, snap, I can break it. It's nothing.
Yep, that's one piece of evidence. Yep.
You know, but here I've got this pencil, which is a piece of evidence. But then I've got this pencil, and then now I have another piece.
That's right.
And it's another pencil. Now I've got a whole handful. I've got a dozen pencils.
I can't break it.
And I'll tell you something, and I'm going back, and perhaps it's not technically completely fair because Bill and Hill are not the same person, but I do think they are two peas in a pod.
Sure.
And so one of my pencils, one of my pieces of circumstantial evidence goes back to then.
That's right.
And how they handled
that
and how he handled
Whitewater
and before.
Yes.
Absolutely. That they have an MO that's just a dirty MO. It's not, it isn't a question of where they're chugging along and they kind of get off into the weeds and make some mistakes. I think they're always in the weeds. I think they're beyond the weeds. They're down in the ditch in the mud, and that's where they operate every day.
That's
my opinion.
That's right. And you know what? I have an exclusive piece of tape, what they call sound on tape, SOT, that I recovered from that show last night. Brett Baer, was it last night or the night before?
Really?
Talking about that. Yeah, it's an incredible admission. I'm not sure if other people picked up on it, but listen to this, what Hillary said. It's one of the snippets just recently to one of the press junkets she was at.
Okay.
Junkets.
Yeah.
Right. Listen to this.
Just because I don't know what it is doesn't mean I'm lying.
Now, that is unbelievable. How can she say, after all this?
I think she must have had the flu or something.
Well, she wasn't. Well, you know.
She'd been traveling, not feeling. She'd hit her head, in fact, I think.
A lot of, you know, when, you know, she's been speaking a lot, so that happens. But I tell you, but honestly, seriously, I just hope the right thing happens because we just got to, if someone can have all kinds of issues like this and then still become president, it does concern me.
That's putting it mildly.
But you know what? Everybody says that. I mean, Bill Clinton, obviously, and people had a thing against George W. Bush as well. Of course, I think you can't really compare.
You know, since we're going off on tangents here and you just broached it, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to run with it for those of you who are irritated because we're not talking technology. Too bad.
That's true.
Did you hear about Dana Perino's new book?
Yes.
Did you hear the details about it?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the story with the wounded veterans?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not even going to tell you the story. Oh,
okay, then don't.
It's incredible. She told it last night on Megyn Kelly.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And in the book is called, and the good news is, and it's here's what the deal was. She said, you know what? George W. Bush has a worse reputation. And just has so many negative things said. And she said, I even did an interview with NPR. And nothing but negative. Even when I talked about positive stuff, they cut the positive stuff and left the negative stuff about George W. Bush in the interview, in this book. But she said, the reason I wrote this book is to talk about some of the incredibly positive stuff that I witnessed personally. Didn't hear about it, wasn't secondhand, wasn't thirdhand, didn't see it on the news, didn't get a memo. I saw it. Incredible stuff. And she relates this story that she told NPR just a day or two before in an interview promoting the book. It's a story that's in the book where George W. Bush goes to Walter Reed and talks with wounded soldiers and their families. Incredible. Now, the negative part of the story that the NPR latched onto and didn't cut out was that there was a mom that was very angry at him for sending her son to war and having him get injured. Mm-hmm. And even the way he handled that, to me, was profound. But then there was another wounded warrior that he dealt with and dealt with their family, his family. And unbelievable story. So, you know, I've already ordered it. I mean, you know, she wasn't even finished with her Megyn Kelly interview. I'm on Amazon ordering the book. Number one on Amazon, by the way.
Yeah, it was like the second day it was released, it went to number one. And I hear it's got some great advice.
Incredible.
Great stories.
Yeah.
It's a great book to be reading, I'm sure.
Well, let's get back to the technology stuff. Big news on the part of Samsung. You know, it's one of their biggest products and one of the most successful and one of the best SSD drives you can get is the 840 Evo SSD from Samsung. But it's had some problems come out. And among those are some serious speed degradations. And I'm talking about, like, cutting the speed by 90%. There is a fix that is available. The problem is it's not, Samsung is not completely certain what's going on. That's always a tough situation. It's hard to do fixes when you're kind of guessing. You know, they're educated guesses, I think, but they've got a new software and firmware update called Magician 4.6. It's posted on Samsung's Solid State Drive website. You can download it there free. You can install it. A couple things you got to do. Number one, you got to make sure you do a backup no matter what before you do it. And it's only a Windows download for now. No OS 10 for Macs. No Linux. You could put the drive in a Windows machine and do the firmware update, but it's not real convenient, not clear it's going to fix it.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.